Give you all the details here shortly. We're at Psalms Markets, and today they're a special. We got Mike Wenk here from Cary, a superintendent. We've got the cheeseburger, the tots, and the dessert. $6.50. Come right in, grab those, Mike. So there you go. Welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Been good?
It's always good to be at Psalms.
Oh, it's always, yes. Especially for all the sandwiches and the, you know, it's bad enough. We're sitting right by all the things they make here, the trail bologna, the beef bologna, yeah. and the pepper jack bologna, and it's all right here for you.
Best bratwurst in Ohio. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, very good. Well, we're talking Cary schools, and you've had some excitement last year with the state football championship. Tell us about that. How was that?
Oh, my gosh. It was just, I mean, it was such a wonderful occurrence for the entire community. The entire community came together. I like to say that it was the community won the state championship, not just the football team, because there's so many people that support the team outside the players and the coaches themselves. Great community effort, great community support. A lot of people don't realize there's a lot of additional costs that go with sending teams to regional and state games and stuff. And this community stepped up and said, what can we do to help? Like they always do, and it was just a fantastic experience. And then when they came home, it was a great party in the middle of town. Fantastic.
Yeah, we talked to Derek Cunningham the other day at Cary Brewing. He said that's like the biggest night they've ever had in the history of the place, and it's a young place, you know, Cary Brewing. So
it was wonderful.
Big party. Very good. So we've got tonight, Cary. And
Bucyrus. Yes.
You can almost say like it's the Battle of Bratwurst. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe not.
You know, it's funny you said that because we have a couple of times said we ought to have some kind of a trophy like the
Bratwurst trophy. Yeah.
The Bratwurst
there you go.
Trophy.
Yeah.
And
like the little jug of
exactly,
but you can have the big bratwurst.
Exactly,
something.
We should have some kind of a bratwurst trophy for that, and that would be fun.
That would be.
Very yeah, this good. Year's team has done such a great job. I mean, I'm proud of the players and coaches, and again the community, because it was such a great experience last year. But this team has really done a lot to make sure that they have their own identity, and they've done so much to make sure it's like that was great. Let's see what we can do on our own this time, and they've done a great job of making their own path. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty cool.
Very good. Talking with Cary Superintendent Mike Wenk here, and school underway. Did you start in middle August, I think? You can't remember back that far. I know you're year-round, I know.
It feels like it's the middle of August. I think we started August 17th, and
oh
we've
boy,
been going, going since then. So
that'll do it.
Exactly, yeah.
So a lot of things going on over at Cary, and you've got a website, caryschools.org. Check that all out. A lot of things, the schedule. So you've got, besides football, you got other sports.
Yeah, we
there,
do other things other
yeah,
than football
other,
here.
I know. Yeah. Do some volleyball.
Yeah, we have lots of sports, and we have, I think it's early to mid-November, we'll have our school musical, The Addams Family.
Oh,
that'll
right.
be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And our students and staff do such a great job with that. Doing a lot of really good things here in Cary, and it's a really good community and school effort. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of fun to do that.
Wonderful facilities over there.
Oh, we're very blessed to have great facilities. And again, you know, people get tired of hearing me talk about the community, but that was because of a great community effort.
Yeah.
You know, and they believe in their students, they believe in their kids, and they believe in the school. And so that was something that came together really well.
Very good. As far as your students, do they each have their own laptop or what kind of laptops?
Yeah, we have Chromebooks for every student from K through 12,
okay.
One-to-one school.
Yeah.
We started that. Let's see, this is my 10th year at Cary. We started that about my second year at Cary, something like that. And that's been a real positive for the kids. Thank God Chromebooks aren't as expensive as regular laptops, and
yeah,
we can
true.
Afford to do those. But that's been a positive experience, too. So I think it's really moved our students forward and allowed them, upon graduation, to move into some areas that maybe they wouldn't have been able to move into quite so quickly.
Yeah, I had an uncle back in the 70s tell me, computers, you better learn how to run one of those. Like, what are you talking about? They're coming.
I
didn't believe him.
When I was in high school, I hate to age myself, but when I was in high school, I think we had two computers in the entire building. And you had to take a class to make sure that you could actually do something on those. So that was only 100 years ago.
Now, do you have typing? Is there a typing class anymore? Probably not. Is there?
No.
I don't think so. Everybody knows how to type by five.
Yeah, well, exactly, with their thumbs.
That's true, yeah. But I took a typing class back in the day, so,
yeah, so
very proud of my
so
typing skills. Thank you very much. So.
Yeah, my typing teacher, she's retired. She lives in Findlay.
Okay.
And she probably still has nightmares about,
about
me on an electric typewriter. So.
Oh, yeah, IBM Selectric. There you go.
Absolutely.
Very good. All right. Superintendent Michael Wank here, Carrie. And thank you very much. Anything we missed?
Thank you very much for coming out. Always enjoy this. And like I said, it's always a good day when you can start it off at Psalms.
You are correct. Well, Steve inhaled his sandwich in a minute. So thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Over Carrie today, 7:24, and we're over at Psalms Market, 501 North Van Street. Coming up, Jason Aldean.
Now through October 14th by 4.